And Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. So good to be with you folks. And we're here at our two police and military associations working hard on the police and military newsletter that we're hoping to go to the printer with tomorrow. I just believe we are. We're going to be working after the show tonight and finishing it up, and we got a good newsletter to our police and military out around the nation and around the world, and also to many in the private sector who get our publication and put it in the hands of more of our police and soldiers than we can reach on our own. We hope that all the listeners out there will do that. We're going to give out an address here where you can write in and get our latest police and military newsletter on constitutional issues that should be read by every police officer and soldier in our nation. And with one out of every two people in this nation having a police officer or soldier in their family or among their friends and relatives, we would ask the private sector, too, to order copies of our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. You can make copies of it if you'd like, but it is crucial we get it in the hands of our brothers and sisters in uniform. Our Police and Military Association here is dedicated, or both of our associations are dedicated to one singular goal, and that is to prevent, like has happened in other nations around the world, prevent our brothers and sisters in uniform from being unwittingly used to enslave the people of their own nation under this anti-God, anti-freedom, United Nations-led world government system that the Bush crime family and others are pushing us into. We understand here at our police and military associations two most important points concerning this goal of this Antichrist movement, including the top leaders in our states, the governors of every state are globalists, including right here in Idaho. They're working to put us under this world government system, this Antichrist world government system. If you're a Christian, you know what I'm talking about. This is the system talked about in the Holy Scriptures that is being set up right now. But we realize these two most important points, that to gain, for these international crime families, to gain their, through any available means, total dictatorial control over all the people of the world, they cannot realize their goal of if we, their enforcers, police and soldiers, refuse to assist them in this treachery. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Get a pencil and paper, if you will, and we'll give you the address where to order a copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Be right back.
Thank you. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
I can't believe it.
It's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cardivite.
To Police and Military Associations, this is the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to be back with you tonight. And we're just finishing up here talking about why it's so important for all of our brothers and sisters in uniform to get copies of this constitutional publication put out by their own peers. You talk about them paying attention. When your peers tell you something, I don't care who you are, if you're a soldier and your peers say something, if you're a police officer, your peers say something, if you're a lawyer and your peers say something, if you're a doctor and your peers say something, you listen. That's just human nature. And so we can talk to our brothers and sisters in uniform about their constitutional oath. We can talk about the tyranny that's coming over America and how they're being brainwashed to believe it's good for society as a whole, and we can show and prove to them, and they will listen, that they are enslaving their own children and their own relatives and themselves by enforcing this tyranny that's coming over our nation. Every police officer and soldier we can reach needs to be reached. The vast majority of them are super good people. They love America. Many of them love God. They're just brainwashed, like I was, as a soldier at 17 years of age, going over to kill little Oriental people because the government told me it would save America somehow, which was a lie. And just like they're going today over to the Middle East to kill Arabs, somehow that's going to save America, you know, or it's going to bring democracy to those people over there. It's a lie, just like it was about Vietnam and Korea, First World War, Second World War, all lies. But our police and soldiers don't know that unless their peers can communicate with them. That's what we talk about in our very important police and military publication on constitutional issues. Our motto spells out the truth, folks, that if we can awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform, police and soldiers out there, if they will not enforce tyranny on the American people, it will not get enforced. Think about that. It's very, very important. We know good soldiers like Sergeant Kevin Benderman. I'm going to read his letter to the government, to the President of the United States in just a minute to you. But this is what we're talking about. We can awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform and have them say no to being a mercenary for this world government antichrist system that's being set up, giving their lives and killing others to set up this antichrist world government system. But it's very difficult for a person in the private sector to talk to a soldier or police officer like their peers can. Think about it, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You can use us, okay? Use our police and soldiers here at our volunteer, all-volunteer police and military association, to awaken those people that you care about in your family that are in law enforcement or the military, or you soldiers and police officers listening to these words today. You can use us in our peer publication on constitutional issues to help awaken your brothers and sisters that you serve with in your military unit or your police department or government law enforcement agency, okay? Use us. If police officers and soldiers will not enforce tyranny, believe me, it won't get enforced in America. This is worth sending us a letter right now, okay? Get an envelope out right now and put this address on it. Write out either police and write out Aid and Abet Police and Military Newsletter, or simply on the envelope put A, that's a capital A, the little and squiggly sign, the and sign, and then another capital A. So on your envelope, you'll have A and A. Simply write in there our address, which is HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. You'll be shocked when you read your first copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. You can't believe that police and soldiers would talk to their peers the way we do to awaken them, shake them awake, and get them to start studying and researching and understanding that what we're saying to them is absolutely true, that we're coming under a totally controlled totalitarian system here in the United States very shortly because of more terrorism attacks planned by the federal government of the United States on Americans. Because that's the way they've been successful in the past, and the only way they've been successful in the past to get you to roll over and play the dead cockroach with your feet up in the air and say, save us, please, government, save us. That's right. And we allow them to pass these draconian laws that we would never allow them to pass if they hadn't created the problem, the terrorism, to begin with. So write to us here, folks. If you can do it, and I'm saying if you can do it, put $3 in the envelope. Don't write a check. Just put $3 in the envelope if you can. You can put more, of course. You can put $1,000, $5,000 in the envelope. That's fine. And send it in as a donation to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We'll send you out a copy of Aid and Abet. This one hot off the press. Tomorrow it's going to the press, going to the printer, and it'll be hot when you get it. And believe me, the material in it, the educational material and the information, the research in that publication is hot. It needs to be in the hands of our police and soldiers. You'll see what we mean when you get a copy. At $3, we don't take it home and buy an air plane with it or by ski mobiles or anything. We're, our police and soldiers here are all volunteers. I've been volunteering at this work for 24 years now. And that $3 goes to help us pay the printer, who we're going to see tomorrow. We owe him big bucks. We owe him a lot of money. And I hope he'll print this next one. We're going to deliver some money to him tomorrow. But it costs money to print up these constitutional publications, folks, as you know. It costs money to pay the postage, to buy thousands of dollars worth of stamps to mail out these publications during the year. Thousands and thousands of dollars. And so that your donation truly does help. If you'd like to get on our subscription now, just as our police and soldiers are and our supporters in the private sector, it's $25 donation. Just send that in the envelope along and say, I'd like to be a subscriber to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and get copies regularly and print them up, copy them, and hand them out to the police and soldiers in my family and my neighborhood. I put them on the windshield wiper of the police cars. When you see the police officers go in, they never go to donut shops, by the way. You can never find a cop at a donut shop. That's a lie out of the pit of hell. It's a communist lie. We never go to donut shops. So you won't find police cars there, but you'll find them all over the place elsewhere, okay? And when you see a police car someplace and the officers are out and gone, hopefully it'd probably be better not to do it while they're sitting in the car. Walk up and put it under their windshield wiper and steal off into the day or night. And when they come back to their squad car, they'll find a publication written by their peers, fellow police officers and soldiers, and they'll bring it into their police car, and they'll read it, and they'll start passing it around, and voila, we'll start hearing from those brothers and sisters as they get excited about a publication they never thought would ever be written by fellow police officers and soldiers about our, their constitutional oath and their defense and service of the American people rather than serving and defending the government of the United States from the American people. So it's exciting. We love our work. It's good duty here to volunteer our time. And you can help us tremendously by writing to us here. And so we thank you for that. Let me read a letter here to give you a great example of one of our soldiers who's a grand patriot in America, and he sent a letter to George W. Bush. We had his wife on the show here, Sergeant Kevin Benderman's wife. Kevin M. Benderman is a sergeant in the Army, and he went to Iraq and realized there that he was working as a mercenary for these international crime families. And so he decided when he came home that he wouldn't go the next time. He would not serve any longer as a mercenary for these international crime families and kill people who never threatened him whatsoever or never threatened his nation whatsoever. So here's his letter to the President of the United States. And here he says, November 20th, 2004. Yes, it's last year. But it's such an exciting letter. I may have shared it with you earlier last year, and I may not have, but I want to read it again anyway because it's a good example of what a police officer or soldier can do when they say no to tyranny and they say no to immoral and unlawful orders. There's nothing like it. When your enforcers will not enforce tyranny, tyranny can't get enforced, folks. I said that three times already during this show, but that's our motto here, and it's absolutely true. If police and soldiers, and I'll throw in too the people in the private sector, would refuse to go along with the tyrannical leaders of our nation today, guess what? We wouldn't have tyrannical leaders. We wouldn't be going under this Antichrist totalitarian system in here in the United States. It would be over. Fini. Done. No mas. Because we kick these guys out of office, and we would prosecute them for their crimes against this nation and its people, and the crimes against other people in other nations. We'll be back in just a minute, and I'll read you Sergeant Kevin Benderman's wonderful letter to the President of the United States. You're going to like this. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients. Ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
The Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, hoping to continue to serve and protect the people as we work as volunteers here at our police and military associations, and enjoying every minute of it. Anyway, let's get back to our dear brother, Sergeant Kevin M. Benderman. Now, you might remember that he served in the first Gulf War. And the second Gulf War. He was just over there about a year and a half ago and served for about a year. And he came back, and here's what he had to say to the President of the United States. He says, "Dear President George W. Bush, when are you going to tell the truth to the American people of the United States, or to the people of the United States? Why don't you tell them why you want to be in Iraq so bad? I was there for 6 months, and I did not see the first weapon of mass destruction. I did receive orders from my company commander to shoot children if they threw rocks at us, and that was when I figured out that the entire thing was way over the line. Over 1,200 soldiers at this time have died in Iraq, American soldiers, so that you could have a couple billion more dollars, that should make you feel very good about yourself. The soldiers that have died for this sham that you have put over on the American people are so much more deserving than that. You are not worth the dust on their boots, sir." Oh, my goodness gracious. Do we love this guy or what? He goes on to say, if you truly had respect for the military and the people that serve, then you would not continue to kill them in your war. I joined the Army to protect my nation, the country that I love, not to be a mercenary for a political despot. If you wish to put me in prison because of my views, then you should make room for about 75% of the military. And while you're at it, make some room for yourself and about half of your administration. You're responsible for what happened at Abu Ghraib prison, and you are shirking your responsibilities. The commander-in-chief is not above the UCMJ, which, folks, that's the Uniform Code of Military Justice, for those that don't know it, as you seem to believe you are. He's saying this to the president. I want to fulfill my contract that says I joined the Army to protect my country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And as far as I'm concerned, sir, you are a domestic enemy of the United States. You care nothing for this country, and you just care about the profits that are to be made from the oil in Iraq. That much is evident to me from the way the contracts were passed out to Halliburton and KBR. It must be nice to have the deck stacked in your favor by the President of the United States. Since you are raising the debt ceiling of America so that we can pay the bills that you have run up, why don't you forgive the debts of everyone in the armed forces, since they are the ones that are making it possible for you to make billions from the oil in Iraq? Sincerely, Sergeant Kevin M. Benderman. Woo-wee, folks. I'm telling you what, that's my man. He's the main man out there, and he's being prosecuted right now, as you probably know. Here is David Zucchino, L.A. Times staff writer. He says, Kevin Benderman looks and talks like a soldier, tall and solidly built with close-cropped brown hair. He speaks with a southern drawl and the jargon-laden argot of a career soldier. His father served in World War II, his grandfather in the First World War. Members of his family served in both sides of the Civil War, and one ancestor, William Benderman, fought in the American Revolution, Benderman said. Raised in a Southern Baptist family in Alabama and Tennessee, Benderman grew up wanting to be a pro football player, not a soldier. But at age 22, Benderman decided he wanted to follow family tradition and join the Army. He served 4 years, then worked laying hardwood and tile flooring in his hometown. But in June 2000, feeling patriotic, he decided to reenlist. Benderman said several soldiers who served with him in Iraq shares his own views today. Two members of his battalion attempted suicide after being ordered to return to Iraq. He said, and several more have gone AWOL to avoid deployment. A specialist from the division has been charged with having a friend shoot him in the leg as part of a staged armed robbery in an attempt to avoid returning to Iraq. Why are these people so afraid to go back to Iraq? Anti-war groups that offer counseling to soldiers say opposition to the Iraqi war among soldiers is higher than the Pentagon acknowledges. The GI Rights Hotline, run by the Consortium of Anti-War Groups today, received 32,000 calls last year, many from soldiers who have gone AWOL or complain of psychological and emotional problems after serving in combat. About 15% of the calls were from soldiers considering conscientious objector applications, said Steve Morris of the Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors. Sergeant Benderman said he believed he would prevail at today's hearing and insisted that he had not deserted his unit. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't run to Canada, he said. I'm still right here. If his application is denied for conscientious objector status and he is ordered back to Iraq, he said he would refuse to go. He has turned a corner, he said, and he will not turn back. I've already refused once, he said. I will not change my mind, no matter what. Folks, we'll be right back. There are some brave men and women out there that are finding out that they're serving for mercenary purposes in these wars for oil and wars for another nation, foreign nation, called Israel. We'll be right back, folks, after this break.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Going on there. As you know, the American media is pretty much banned. The government actually has banned the embedded reporters from reporting on any deaths and destruction to American soldiers over there. About once or twice a month, we're now hearing about an American being killed or several being killed or injured. But you notice every day, extreme violence is going on in those areas of Afghanistan and Iraq. And they're only talking about all the Iraqis dying and being injured, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds every month. You notice they'll talk about one or two soldiers being killed during the month, which is an absolute lie, of course. But see, recruiting is down. Recruiting is way down because people are beginning to learn that these wars have nothing to do with protecting America. They have nothing to do with terrorism whatsoever. And they truly have nothing to do with bringing democracy to people that the international crime families absolutely hate. That's the people they call towel heads, the Arabs over there, the Muslims, okay? Has nothing to do with bringing democracy to them, setting up these puppet governments that are being set up right now in Afghanistan and Iraq. And so recruiting is way down, and so they're not reporting about injuries to our dear brothers and sisters who continue to die over there in serious numbers and be disabled in either even higher numbers. We've learned this from those that are handling the bodies, soldiers who are handling the bodies, medical people in the military that are handling the injured of Americans there. So the war continues. It's just we're not being allowed to know how serious it is. Let's go to another report here. Staff sergeant punished for command by his command for refusing to falsify records. Marine Staff Sergeant Michael Lott, with his attorney, is making the case that he was not promoted to gunnery sergeant because of a good old-fashioned bureaucratic bungling and not because he lacked experience and requisite skills. Lott, that's Staff Sergeant Lott, refused an order to falsify attendance records at an instruction facility and was written up three times by the officer who demanded the falsifications. He is set to retire in 3 months. It would be a travesty if he isn't promoted before leaving the service. He has served for over 20 years now. Staff Sergeant Lott, folks, this is absolutely a crime, of course, a very bad crime, falsifying government documents. I certainly hope that his attorney and Staff Sergeant Michael Lott takes the government off at the knees over this one. And I think they have a very good case from what we're hearing. Let's see. Iraqi resistance build-up. Military says 13,000 to 17,000 active in resistance. Reporters confirm commanders complete idiots. What is this about here? In the CNN Washington Bureau, Washington CNN, the U.S. military forces are faces between 13,000 and 17,000 insurgents in Iraq, and a senior military official said Tuesday. If they're willing to admit that many, at least double it, folks, at least double it. But see, they don't really know how many insurgents there are, because what they're calling insurgents, folks, I'm looking at a picture of a newspaper right here with an Iraqi man. And he's holding his dead little daughter in his arms. She's covered with blood. And you should see the look on his face. He is absolutely insane with a broken heart. And it looks like anger and a broken heart all mixed together as he's carrying his little broken and bloody dead daughter in his hands. She looks very cute. Looks like a little darling. She looks like she's about 2 years old. Says blast in Baghdad. An Iraqi man carries his injured child. Well, it just says injured here. Boy, she sure doesn't look well. I hope she made it. It says here, injured child from a site at an explosion Monday. Two U.S. soldiers died and five were wounded in the blast at the building where chemical munitions were thought to have been stored. But, folks, the insurgency is a mom and dad, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles who have lost people in this insane war of America against these people for political reasons, to grab the oil and to install puppet governments over there so that these nations that Israel feels is a threat. I should say not the Israeli people. I should say the crime syndicate that controls Israel's government, just like the crime syndicate that controls the American government and the British government. They're the ones that are saying that they want the land. They want control. They want America, through the blood of our brothers and sisters, to knock out their enemies over there. And I'm saying this again, not the Israeli Jewish people enemies, but the enemies of this international crime cabal that has control of Israel today. And when you see the look on these people's faces, as I do, as I go through the news across the world here at my desk, and see the anguish on the faces of the moms and dads, aunts and uncles, brothers and sisters carrying their dead children, their dead relatives out of these buildings that have been blown up, you know who the insurgents are. That's who the insurgents are. So we have no idea if there's 13,000 or 17,000. Or even doubling that amount. It is the Iraqi people, it is the Arab people, in Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, all the Iraqi people that know that we're coming for them next. It makes no difference. It has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction, building nuclear facilities. We, the international crime families that control our nation, the Israeli government and the British government, want that land and want that oil. So they can do any song and dance they want to do, folks, about, well, it's about, you know, Iran is building these nuclear facilities and they're going to make nuclear bombs, so we've got to stop them. That's all garbage, folks. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the things I've already said. So this is your insurgency. It is the Arab people that is joining together out of a resistance that means perhaps their survival. They're doing this for survival's sake. We have a Jewish lawyer. I've got the statement around here someplace that said, we didn't have enemies in the Middle East. Now, this is a Jewish lawyer that I've got his quote around here. When I find it, I'll read the exact quote. But he says, we didn't have an enemy in the Middle East until 1948. You know what happened in 1948? The State of Israel was created under these Antichrist Jews calling themselves Jews, and they are not Jews, these atheist Zionists from the Khazars. The Khazars, atheist Zionists, created Zionism and created Israel, and then we began to have enemies in the Middle East. Believe it or not, I've read stories here right across my desk, articles, speeches, and sermons, from ministers that were over there in Iraq, over there in Jerusalem, over there in Palestine, who said, every one of them said, that before 1948, the Arabs, the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims all got together, and they lived together, and they didn't have big problems at all in that area. Interesting, isn't it, folks? Well, Pat Buchanan, put out a great article, and I want to lead you to it because we don't have time to finish it here. Pat Buchanan, to those of us here at our Police and Military Association, has always been really a more of a establishment man than anything else. That's why he's allowed to get on television and these debate programs and so forth, because basically he's an establishment man. But he did a report here. He put out a report that's excellent and absolutely correct. March 2003. Okay, and he put it out in the American Conservative magazine. Everybody should write this down and go to this website, folks. It is the American Conservative magazine, March 24, 2003 issue. Easy to go to, just put in the search engine, put in the website there, of course, http://, then we come to the AMCON, MAG, okay, it's American Conservative Magazine is what it's supposed to mean, but they've got the abbreviation here. One word, AMCONMAG.com. Once again, www.AMCONMAG.com. And it's the 324, the third month, 24th day of 03. And read article by Pat Buchanan, very important article about the neocons, and seeking to ensnare our country in a series of wars that are not in America and not in America's interest, is what Pat Buchanan's saying here. It's called, the article's name is Whose War? Whose War? A neoconservative clique seeks to ensnare our country in a series of wars that are not in the interest of the American people, by Patrick J. Buchanan. It is 13 pages long. And it is dynamite. I mean, it is fantastic. Pat Buchanan, even being an establishment man, I'm shocked by this, what he's put out. But everything in here we have documented. Well, I won't say everything. He gets off the base a couple times here, but almost 90% of this is absolutely true. And every American should have a copy of this article, Whose War? By Patrick J. Buchanan. Folks, I want to take a couple minutes here with you and spend it with you personally and talk about my personal situation, if you don't mind. But before we do that, let me go to another article here, information sent to us. Very, very sad story. It really shocks a lot of us in law enforcement. Because here we have again, folks, here we have again a video. And I know the police officers didn't know that this video machine was running and they were being videotaped. But it shows them handcuffing a little 5-year-old girl, bending her over a table and handcuffing a 5-year-old little girl. I can tell you as a police officer, this is insanity. This is something that the police officer listeners that are listening to me today can't even fathom. It is absolutely incredible. This little girl is screaming, no, no, ah. She's screaming, ah, as they clamp the handcuffs on her 5-year-old little girl, folks. You know how little that is? Yes, you do. Many of you have had 5-year-old little boys and girls. Imagine 4 police officers coming in to the classroom where this little girl threw a tyrant. She threw it. A tantrum, that's what I'm looking for, a tantrum, which, as you know, 5-year-old little girls and boys will throw a tantrum once again. They have to have their little hinies spanked like I did to my boys when I was raising them, and they'd throw a tantrum, swat them a couple of times on the behind, and they straighten right up. Believe me, it works. Well, she tore papers off the bulletin board of the desk. She got mad. She climbed on top of the table 4 times. This is a little 5-year-old girl, folks. She refused to participate in a kindergarten math lesson. She didn't want to do a math lesson, which escalated into a series of defiant and minor destructive acts, like pulling paper off the bulletin board, pulling papers off the desk, and climbing up on the desk a couple times. She was out of control. She was having a tantrum. As you know, if you raise children, this happens sometimes. Well, the school called the police, and the St. Petersburg police arrived, 4 of them. And suddenly, the little girl stopped her tantrum, sat down quietly at the table. And as we see on the videotape, she's very quiet. She's very calm. And just as suddenly, the police jump her and handcuff her, bend her over a table, and handcuff her. Folks, I can tell you as a police officer of many, many years, I would never even think of handcuffing a child, or in the case that we've heard about here recently, the tasering of little kids. A 9-year-old boy was tasered, 6-year-old boy was tasered, 80-year-old grandmother was tasered. I didn't even know handcuffs would fit on a 5-year-old little girl's arm. That is very, very small. But evidently they do. And what officer would know that a handcuff fits on a 5-year-old little girl? But I'm talking, folks, about tyranny coming over this land. There's something going on. I've been gone now from academy training for a number of years. I was a certified academy trainer for a number of years in the Regional Police Academy of Phoenix, Arizona. I've been gone for a while. Obviously, don't know what they're teaching these young men and women that are going out to become police officers today. 2 of the 4 were being trained. They were new recruits, and they were being trained by the other 2. What do you think they learned that day, folks? That these 2 seasoned officers would grab a little 5-year-old girl who was sitting calmly and quietly on the videotape, you can see that, bent her over the table and handcuffed her and hauled her off, and they are charging her with a felony now. Charging her with a felony. Absolutely insanity going on. Folks, that's why these people need our police and military constitutional publication. We need to reach into the hearts and minds of these police officers and soldiers as quick as we can. wake them up to the facts that's going on. If they can handcuff a little 5-year-old girl and charge her with a felony, then those police officers there should think about their own children. Some of them are old enough to have 5-year-old children. And what are they going to do when this happens to their children one day? A lot to think about, folks. Well, I want to talk to you about my personal situation. Some of you know what we're going through here at the McLam House right now. In 24 years that I've been doing this volunteer work, I've never talked like I'm about to talk to you listeners out there today. My dear wife, Angela, is a 22-year veteran of the military, Master Sergeant, and she has the Gulf War Syndrome. And she's watched as 11,000 of her brothers and sisters have died since the first Gulf War, where she became ill from the experimental drugs that were shot into her system by our own government. I'll be back the other side of the break and tell you about what I'd like you to know when we return. Please stand by, and I would ask you to get a pencil and paper. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything.
Back. I'm that old cop Jack McLam up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, and I'm telling you something that is hard for me to tell you, but I don't have but a couple minutes left. But I just want to tell you something that I've been retired now for a number of years, living on my medical retirement. And every penny that you send in to police and military newsletter here, we use it to support our work here. Many times I've been able to donate some of my own money to pay the postage and pay, keep the lights on and to pay for printing costs and everything. And I've gladly done this because I love this nation and I love you and your children. Don't want to see you enslaved. And I don't want to see my 9 grandchildren enslaved either. And my wife, Angela, served 22 years in the military and had to take a retirement because she wasn't physically fit enough to be able to continue on because she was poisoned in the first Gulf War with this experimental drugs, the anthrax vaccine and other DP pills they had to take and other things that were all experimental. She got involved in the DU-2, the depleted uranium, and she's watched over these years now as being sick, and praise the Lord, she's not dead thanks to a Christian family in Tucson who got a hold of her and started cleansing her blood and her liver and everything with different holistic treatments. And but she's watched as friends of hers, and she's tried, and she has shared these treatments with others and helped some of her veteran brothers and sisters to return to a semblance of health anyway, as she did. From just about her deathbed, she's been able to purify her system enough to be able to go to work and to keep going. Although with about 4 weeks ago, she had to go cut back to half duty on her job here. My paycheck pays comes in each month from my police retirement about most of our bills here. And what I'm asking you is this, folks. I have no savings. We have no savings. Angie had to quit work now because we just found out that she has breast cancer. About 25 to 30% of the Gulf War victims that have died, 11,000 of them died from some form of cancer. And now my wife has cancer, and we have to go in 2 days. We've got to go to Indianapolis to the big VA hospital there to have some treatment for her. And also she's right now, as we speak, using holistic treatment. And so we don't know what's going to happen. But I want to ask you something. If anybody can put a few bucks in an envelope to us and send it to this address, we would certainly appreciate it. Actually, my goodness gracious, we're out of time here. Let me give it out tomorrow, folks. That's what I better do because we're totally out of time. But we will repay you. I promise you, if you'll send us a couple bucks, those that can afford it. I know most of you are just like we are. We don't know what it's going to cost. We have donations now to pay our gas money down there, but it's going to require motel rooms and food and so forth, or maybe as much as a month. I'm going to continue to do the radio program as much as I can to be with you, so I think we can accomplish that. But I'll give out this address, and if you can, loan us a couple bucks for this situation. We'll be sure and return it to you when we get back and get on our feet again. I'll give you that address tomorrow, folks. Well, I hope that you'll have a great evening. And don't forget, please don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, brothers and sisters across America. I truly do. Good evening.
What's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with us. others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected
to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.